Well, Connor, getting ready for the big trip out to Gehring, and I think opening night ceremonies first, and game play take place again tomorrow. Couple of days to work on some things, rest some arms. I bet your kids are ready to go. They're ready to play some more baseball, aren't they?
Yeah, they're juiced up. We had a little get together last night, and practiced really well again. They're super focused, super dialed in, and went and had a little team meal, and they're ready to go. I don't have any doubt in my mind that they aren't.
You know, you got Blair in that first round. It's tough to get info on. I would think, contrary to what you know, coaches in high school, when you get film on these teams for this, for that, doing it in baseball, especially in the summertime, it's pretty tough to get some information on, isn't it?
It is, and most everyone has their game changer stats locked, so you can't exactly see, like, pitching, batting, all those kind of stats. But, you know, like I keep telling the boys all through districts, we're just going to take it one game at a time. We're going to see what we got, and if we can conserve arms, we're going to conserve arms. If not, we're gonna play for the win.
Obviously, they being where they are, they played probably a really good. Haven't played a lot of games, as you talked about just with us the other day. Haven't played a lot of games, but they played some quality teams, I'm sure, out east, haven't they?
For sure, those eastern teams. They, you know, they're 20 minutes away from, you know, the best quality of baseball that the state provides, and that's the advantage of being down there, and the disadvantage of being out here. Is we have to travel, you know, 3 and 4 hours to see quality, some really good quality teams like Fort Morgan or these eastern teams in Nebraska. And, you know, we take advantage of what we can get around here, and that's why we play a lot of baseball.
Elkhorn, Hickman in your side of the bracket, West Point, Waterloo, and then Gehring Alliance. I thought it was kind of comical, to be honest with you. Gehring and Alliance probably play each other, what, 6-7 times, and you stick them in the first round against each other. I just don't think that makes sense at all.
Oh, yeah, at least 6 or 7 times. I mean, they just saw each other. I mean, they didn't play each other in districts, but they were in the same district, so I thought it was kind of weird that you put 2 area 7 teams in the same side of the bracket, but, you know, it is what it is, and we're gonna play it as according.
Who gets that opening game start? Have you made up your mind on that yet?
Yeah, we told Cale he's going to get the game one start, and hopefully he can get us a win and see where we're going to go from there, who we're going to pitch against, Elkhorn or Hickman.
State tournaments, you know, kind of like districts. You win, you're in the driver's seat. It helps your pitching. Boy, if you happen to lose an early game, playing those extra games, you got to dig deep. But so hopefully W's coming your way and just keep doing what you do in the districts and run the table. That would be nice. But you got plenty of pitching, don't you?
Yeah, for sure. You know, if the boys just keep playing with that amount of grit and that amount of heart, I mean, Rich, we could be there till Wednesday. Who knows? But I mean, this team—they just persevere, and they've been working since November to be at this point in the season. And I'm super proud of them, and I hope they just want to keep going.